everybody. Welcome back to A Moment for Mom podcast. This is your girl, Nyriss. And I'm very excited about my first topic. Today's my first topic, which is pregnancy. The reason I decided to start with this topic is because I wanted to start from the beginning of motherhood. So the best thing is to start in pregnancy. And a little bit about my experiences. Well, I've had two pregnancies. I have a 9-year-old and I have twins. And my first pregnancy was good. It was very good for the most part. I had a lot of morning sickness. I had back pain, but most of all, I was very, I was active. I had energy. I had a lot of energy. And my morning sickness was only like, I'm going to say 2 months. And I remember after once I found out I was pregnant, I wanted to eat pizza every day. That was the one thing that I was like, I want pizza. I want pizza. I want pizza. Yeah, it's funny because I still love pizza. And I've always loved pizza. And my son loves pizza. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But yeah. And for the most part, that my pregnancy was good. I remember I had, towards the end of my pregnancy, I had a lot of back pain. And I didn't start to show till I was maybe like 6.5 months. And once my stomach like started to grow, it just popped out. It just popped out. And I remember towards the end of my pregnancy, I needed help from my husband to put my shoes on. And I couldn't even sleep on my bed. So I would have to sleep on this chaise that I had in my living room with like a whole bunch of pillows on the side. And it was, it was interesting, you know. And I remember I was due March 1st. And my son was born February 4th. So he was a few weeks early. And he was 6 pounds, 7 ounces. But he was healthy. And I had him natural. Yes, I had an epidural, but that was only after, like, I think I was, I'm going to say, 16 hours in labor. Oh, and then I got epidural. He was born at 3:45 in the morning, I remember. And the crazy thing was that once I had him, things that they don't tell you when you're pregnant. So once you give birth to your child, you're not done. It's not over. You still need to push out your placenta. And for most women, this is a smooth thing. You know, it just comes out, no issues, whatever. You're done. For me, it was not. We were trying for like 45 minutes. And at the end, the doctor's like, listen, I'm going to have to sedate you and to take this out. So they had to put me to sleep to take out my placenta. Yeah. So that was that. And once it was out and it was fine. You know, I woke up and it was fine. But I remember the one thing I do remember after having my son was while you're pregnant and you're pushing, you're, you know, everybody's worried about you. Everybody's like all eyes on you. Once that baby comes out, you are no longer important. You no longer matter. It's all eyes on the baby. And it's great, you know, but it's like, hey, I'm here too. I just had a baby. But yeah, my pregnancy with my eldest was pretty smooth, and it was pretty good from the things that I remember, you know. With my twins, it was different. You know, I was high risk. I was older. Because it was twins, I was high risk. Because I was older, it was high risk. And, you know, I had to get, the good thing was that I was getting, ultrasounds every month. So I was able to see my babies every month and see their growth and their progress and stuff like that. But, you know, you have to go to the specialist every month, get checked, make sure, you know, and for the most part, the beginning of my pregnancy, I was good, but I was always just tired. I was just tired, and I remember that I didn't show, and everybody was just like, "Are you sure you're having twins?" And then as the time passed, you know, my stomach started growing, but I never looked like I was having twins. And I remember when I was 5 months pregnant, since I had to go see my doctor every month, my back pain was just, it was just unbearable. Like, I had to wear almost like a band that it's like, it helps your the weight from your stomach. So you put it kind of under your belly and around your back. So it supports your back by holding, like helping you with the weight of the belly. Excuse me. And it was tough because I used to have to walk. I lived in New Jersey, so I had to walk to the bridge to then take the bus to cross to New York and then walk to the hospital. I worked in Columbia. So I did that for a long time. And when I was 5 months, my doctor was like, "Listen, at your next appointment, if this pain does not get any better, like, I'm going to have to put you on bed rest." And that's what happened, you know. When I was 5 months pregnant, I was put on bed rest. And I remember I was almost relieved because I was just in so much pain and I was always so tired and my stomach was just felt so heavy. And I remember my legs weren't so swollen, but I remember like I felt swollen. I just felt like swollen and big, even though I wasn't that big. And then I didn't have any other symptoms other than worrying about the fact that I'm having twins. Which, by the way, when I found out I was pregnant, it's a funny story. I was getting sick at work, and it was just weird because I'm like, I've been pregnant before. And it was just, I kept feeling weak and whatever. And one day I felt like I was going to faint at work. And I went to the bathroom, and then my coworker was like, "Hey, are you okay?" You know, I took my phone with me, and then she brought me some orange juice, and I'm like, "Listen, I don't feel well at all." So I come back to the office and she talks to one of my boss, and my boss is like, "Hey, I have a personal question. Is there any chance you could be pregnant?" And since I was only like 5 weeks, I was like, I didn't want to say it, but then I was like, "Yeah, I am pregnant." And then they were like, "Oh, okay." So then whatever, I made an appointment and I went to see my gynecologist the next day. That was a Friday. The next day I went to see my gyno, and I took my eldest son with me. So he's sitting in a chair right across from the bed in the gynecologist's office. And I'm laying there, you know, we're just talking, my son and I, and, you know, the gynecologist comes in and she's doing her little check, whatever. She takes out the little ultrasound machine, and I see her face. The monitor's facing her, but I could see her face. I'm facing her face. And she's making all of these weird faces like something's wrong. And I'm like, my heart starts pounding. I'm like, "Oh my God, something happened to my baby." Like, and she's like, "I'm so sorry. I know, like, I'm making all these faces and I know you must be worried, but I want you to see something. I want you to take a look." And she turns the monitor over to me and she's like, "Do you see this?" And then I see the little heartbeat, like, you know, it looks like a dot on the screen. And I'm like, "Yep." And then she sees, and then she points to the other one that's, you know, pounding too. And I was like, "Oh, wow." Like, in my mind, I'm like, "Wow, the baby's moving so fast." And she's like, "Do you see that?" And I'm like, I'm like, yeah, but I don't understand. And she's like, there's two babies. I said, what? What? And I just froze. And then my son, out of nowhere, he's like, wait a minute, mommy, you have two babies in your stomach? And I just felt a rush and I started crying. And he's like all worried and he's like, mommy, what's wrong? Are you in pain? And I'm like, no, I'm just crying because I'm excited, you know, I'm so surprised, I'm shocked. But I'm okay. And after that day, I remember that I was worried for the next like 2 months. I was just anxiety. And I remember I drove to his dad's job because I didn't want to call him. And I drove and they gave me a little picture with the two, you know, the two little babies inside. And I call him out and I'm like, and he's all worried because he knew I was at the doctor and he's like, what happened? What's up? So I show him the picture and he's like, you know, of course he has no idea what the hell he's looking at. And he's like, oh, that's cute. And I said, do you see it? And he's like, And I was like, uh-huh, what do you see? And he's like, the baby. And I'm like, there's two. And then he's like, he looked at me, he looked at the picture again and he's like, what? And I said, yeah, we're having twins. And he's like, what do you mean we're having twins? And I said, that's what I said. So, you know, I laugh now, but at the moment, neither of us laughed because we were just so taken aback that it was just like, where did these twins come from? So, yeah, that was that. And of course, you know, he gave me a hug and he was happy, whatever. And, you know, after the shock time, we both were, you know, very excited and, you know, felt blessed and everything. But, you know, at first, you know, especially if you're not expecting it, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and lie. It was a shock. I was having anxiety just thinking about it. I was scared. I was nervous. I had no idea how I was gonna even do it, if I could do it, who was gonna watch my kids, what was I gonna do? Like, it was just a million questions in my mind. And I remember my mom was like, listen, stop worrying, you know, it'll come to you. Things will work out. Don't worry about it, you know. And after like maybe 2 months is that I started kind of like, or maybe it was like a month and a half, I just started breathing easier and just being like, you know what? God doesn't give you things that you can't handle, so I know I'll be okay. And you know, my twins were due November 30th, and they came September 8th. They were early, very early. And they were in the NICU for 2 months, and it was the longest 2 months of my life. I practically lived there. My husband and I were in and out of there. It was almost like we were robots. Like we were, one was in, out, the other one was out. One was in, the other one was out. We were there all day. You know, he would go during his breaks. He would go out before work, after work, and me, I was there all day until I had to pick up my son, my eldest, and then go back with my eldest. And it was just heartbreaking to leave that NICU every single day without my kids. And you know, it was a tough, tough, tough experience. It was very tough, especially seeing my kids so small and not knowing, and just the fact that you don't know, you know, what's gonna happen, how are they gonna progress, are they gonna make it, are they gonna be healthy, are they gonna be good, you know. And finally my babies came home in November, and November 13th, and it was interesting after that. But yeah, that was my experience with my pregnancies. And it was quite a ride. And for today's episode, I'm very, very excited because I have two special guests that are going to join me in this podcast. So stay tuned and I hope you guys continue to listen in and enjoy. Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So we have our first guest, and it happens to be my sister. So go ahead, introduce yourself, sister.
Hello, everyone. My name is Yadira. I'm Nyriss's younger sister and only sister. Yeah, I'm 32. I have a 9-year-old daughter. Her name is Maya. What else about me I need to say?
I'm actually going to ask you some questions, but I guessed that I'm trying to add. I'm sorry, everybody. This is my first time doing this app and having people as guests also. So although the other person can't join. So I'll start with you. So you already answered how many children you have. You have one?
Yes, one.
What would you say was your overall experience being pregnant? Like, if you can put it in one word, what would it be? Overall,
I can't find a word to describe, because my situation wasn't as amazing as all these women have experienced. It was not that whole, the typical, you know, pregnancy that every woman goes through. It was very I don't have a word honestly to describe it. I would say peaceful, in a sense, only because I didn't allow the situation that I was in to cause any stress upon myself. So I had to kind of like find inner peace within me, so that way I'm not thinking about what was in my surroundings, just so it doesn't affect the baby.
So I guess this goes into my next question. Was it a planned pregnancy?
Hell no.
It's not. It was.
No. No, it was not.
So what was your reaction when you found out?
Oh man, I was very, very, very surprised. I was not, again, I wasn't planning to have a baby at the time. A little information about me is that I was actually pregnant a year exactly before I was pregnant with Maya. And obviously it didn't go through. And so this came as a huge shocker, because I wasn't, at this time around, I really was trying to be careful. And the fact that, you know, I came out pregnant was like, oh my God, oh shit, what am I gonna do now? So yeah, it was very, very scary, I would say.
And how did the dad take the news?
From what I remember, I think he was very passive. I don't really remember if there was any type of emotion, but I know he didn't react, like, you know, he was very calm. I don't really remember exactly though.
So would you say that he was supportive during your pregnancy?
No, he was not.
And what were some of your biggest fears during pregnancy?
Well, my biggest fear was going into preterm labor because of the situation that I was in. And then again, of course, becoming a mom at such a young age. I mean, I'm 32 now, but I feel like 23, 22, 23, like, that's a baby. You know, you just became an adult. I was just entering into the 20s, and I feel like I was a baby still. So, you know, I was scared. Here I am, freaking 22 years old. Like, I remember when my water broke and I was in the hospital, and I'm like, oh shit, when I come home on Sunday, I'm coming home with a baby. Like, I knew at that moment, that's when it really hit me. Like, oh my God, my life is gonna change. That's when all the emotions came, and it was just like, oh, a big awakening for me.
And what are some of the things that changed for you since you became pregnant?
I feel like becoming pregnant taught me to be obviously more responsible. I kind of had to grow up a lot faster, so I had to mature. Not that I wasn't mature, but it's a different level of maturity that you have to attain when you become a mom. And I feel like I kind of had to rush into that. So, you know, I feel like I didn't change as much as like my personality, but who my character had to become more of that responsible one, more of the, I'm a mom now. So I can't think like I'm a young person. I got to think like a mother. No,
I know, but I mean, like, what are some of the things that changed overall for you? Like your lifestyle, your friends, your things you used to do. Like, what are the things that changed once you became pregnant?
Okay. Everything changed. I mean, everything. There was a lot of cousins that turned their back on me. There was a lot of friends that turned their back on me as well. And, you know, I felt alone. And that's one of the situations that I kind of had to like put in the back burner and not really stress, you know, because I don't know. I just felt because of the situation I was in, a lot of people just felt like I don't think everyone ever asked me how was I doing in the moment. Everyone probably just assumed that I was okay instead of really, you know, digging deeper, like, you know. And then it just, everything changed. Like, I wasn't hanging out. No, you know, I it was work and go home. I literally, you know, I just spent my time with mom and dad and Umi, and that's it. Our brother, you know, I was alone. That changed a lot. You know, it went from me being around all the time to me being by myself. You know,
that's some of the things that they don't tell you. Like when you're pregnant, life changes. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, we're going to go party. Your whole life changes. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is different.
Yeah.
Did you have any symptoms when you were pregnant?
Symptoms. Did I have symptoms? Like antojos, right?
Yeah. Symptoms, morning sickness, it could have been anything.
Well, I didn't have morning sickness, but I was very nauseous, very, very nauseous in the very beginning of my pregnancy. I was super nauseous. Then that, you know, obviously that passed. And then I don't know what happened, but then I started eating farina every single day. I'm talking about every day. I had farina before I would go to work. And in the morning.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes, for me, it was pizza. I used to have, with Elijah,
cream of wheat,
pizza.
For those who don't, I mean, cream of wheat is farina. Yeah. For those who don't know.
Because like, you don't know what farina is, guys. Cream of wheat, like the bread box.
La caja del negrito.
With the little white, with the little boy in the front.
No, it's a man.
The thing that I was gonna say was with the twins, I remember I had this nasty, disgusting taste of metal in my mouth my last few months of pregnancy. So even if I was craving something and I would eat it, immediately after it tasted like shit. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God. So I didn't even want to eat. And I remember I couldn't stand to eat yogurt. You know how much I love yogurt. Mm-hmm. I love yogurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember you know I don't like chocolate. I mean, I like chocolate, but I'm not like, oh, chocolate fudge on my ice cream. And can see the chocolate brownie ice sundae with the banana. Everybody knows I love my strawberry, my fruity ice cream. I remember when I was pregnant, I was craving a brownie fudge sundae from Friendly's. And I remember I used to work once at 9:30 in the at Lawrence General Hospital in Lawrence, Massachusetts. And I got out at 9:30 and I drove all the way to South Lawrence. Everybody, you know, whoever's listening lives in Massachusetts. You guys know that Lawrence General, where the Friendlies is in South, that's mad far. I drove all the way over there. I bought myself a brownie fudge sundae. And I remember going back home and I literally took one bite of it and I was like, I don't want any more. And I ended up giving it to my brother. He's like, really? You spent all the... I'm like, yo, it's just this craving. Like, I needed to have it. Like, oh my God, I was going crazy. Mm-hmm.
I remember during my pregnancies, I got with Isaiah. I mean, with the twins. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. David used to get so mad because I never wanted to share my food. And he would get mad. And I would get so mad to the point where I would almost cry. Like, my tears, my eyes would get watery. Like, why the hell do you want some of my food? And then I wouldn't even want it. After he would take some, I wouldn't want it. It's like, yo, you're so cheap. But I couldn't explain it. It's like, yo, this is my food.
This is my food.
It was so bad. It was bad.
Okay, that's so crazy.
What were some of the things that you experienced that no one prepared you for? Motherhood.
pretty much that sums it up, motherhood. Certain things that I wasn't prepared for. Well,
for your pregnancy. Like, what are some things that you experienced during your pregnancy that no one prepared you for pregnancy?
Braxton Hicks. I had no idea what Braxton Hicks contractions were until I had them. I thought I was going into labor like 4 or 5 times. I remember going to the hospital 4 or 5 times that when I actually gave birth to Maya, everyone was like, are you sure your water broke? Are you sure this time you're going to give birth? I'm like, yes. So that's something.
And I the heartburn. You used to have a lot of heartburn.
Oh my God. Yes. I was going to go to that. Oh, I freaking had so much heartburn. Oof. That was bad. That was very bad.
And what are some of the pregnancy myths that you think that they are?
Pregnancy myths? The whole waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was just gonna say that.
I didn't have anybody to get that for me, but that whole
thing. Babe, I need you to go to Alaska to get me up.
Yeah, I want a hot dog from 72nd Street and papaya with everything on it and a fruit punch. Like, I didn't have any of that. Like,
and make sure the fruit punch doesn't have ice, because if it has no ice, I'm not going to drink it.
Exactly.
That never happened to me.
No.
Never.
No. Mm-mm. I didn't have that.
I mean, I don't know, because you say you were pretty much alone, but do you feel like you're, because of your hormones, like your sex drive changed?
I can't say, you know, because unfortunately for me, I wasn't that active during my pregnancy. I mean, I wasn't active at all, to be honest. I don't really remember what my drive was. I can't say, because again, I didn't experience it, so I can't remember if I was, like, super wanting to have sex and things like that. I don't remember.
Well, for me with Elijah, I remember that I wanted nothing to do with sex. It was like, get the hell away from me. Like, I would pretend that I was sleeping. Like, it was crazy because I just did not. But with the twins, it was like a firecracker. It was the total opposite. What the hell was wrong? What was up with me?
It's like day
totally
night.
Different. Yep.
I mean, this was good for me, information for me. So when I have the next,
yeah,
movie,
I mean, it's
know.
Gonna be different. With Elijah, it was like, yo, like, I did not, and it was weird because I'm not. That's not me, you know. But so, what are some of the things that you experienced that you wish your physician would have told you? The Braxton Hicks, I guess mm-hmm. it's the same kind of question as the other one.
Yeah, I would say the Braxton Hicks. Oh wait, no. And also one thing I wasn't prepared for was I had a little bit of my sugar would drop very, like, really, really low to like the 60s when I was pregnant. I would say maybe almost like every day. So I had to kind of, because I worked in the hospital, all the nurses, they'd be like, oh my God, make sure, here's some peanut butter and crackers, drink some orange juice. It'll spike it right back up. So I experienced that And I didn't know that, you know, I never had problems with my sugar. So that was weird for me. They didn't tell me I had gestational, like, diabetes, or they didn't give it a title. But I wish, you know, I could have, that's something that I wish my doctor could have educated me a little bit more on. That's all.
Mm-hmm. With me, the one thing that I wish that my physician would have told me is the fact that when you're in labor, you can suffer from, like if your blood pressure goes up, it's almost like you have, like, preeclampsia while
you're... Yeah, yes.
Not preeclampsia.
It is preeclampsia.
With the high blood pressure
when you're...
Yeah, so, okay, preeclampsia.
Yeah, that's preeclampsia.
While you're giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me because my blood pressure was going up.
Also, the whole you gotta push your placenta out.
Uh huh.
Yeah, like, yep. I thought I was done. So,
hence the beginning of my podcast. Like I said, that people don't tell you once you give birth, you're not done.
No.
So, what were your post baby plans? Like, how soon were you thinking about going back to work? Who were you gonna leave the baby with?
Oh, because I was alone at that point, I was already like, I need to start working ASAP, you know, because the type of mindset I had at the moment was, I'm gonna be a single mom. And so I was working at the bank, at Lawrence General, but I had, you know, this time I really wanted to work in the bank. I had this, like, drive to really be there, and I finally got hired at Bank of America. That's when it started. And so I was just like, I know that I work there, I'm gonna be able to move up and I'm gonna be able to provide for my daughter. You know, that's just the kind of mentality I had in the moment. I just had this ambition that I felt like I need to get this job so that way I can execute on this plan that I have, you know? So that's pretty much it as far as work.
Who did you leave Maya with?
So Maya, at first, she stayed with Mina, and then Pinde, of course. And then she was with them because mommy was working. This was one of the time that mommy was leaving the daycare to now start the daycare at home. So in the interim, it was them. And then mommy started taking care of Maya.
Did you ever feel guilty about returning to work so soon? Like, how old was Maya when you left her?
I did regret going so soon because I was put on bed rest 2 weeks before my due date. My due date was March 5th, so they put me on bed rest around Valentine's Day, I remember. So being that I worked at the hospital, the time that you accrued, the 12 weeks, they took off the 2 weeks from that. So I had to go into work 2 weeks sooner. Maya was like 2.5 months old when I went back to work.
Wow.
Yeah, she was young. So.
So you did feel guilty.
Yeah, of course. That's why they were so attached to her because Maya was little when they started babysitting her, you know?
And were you ready for her arrival?
No, I was not. Maya came very, very unexpectedly. I thought I was going to be chilling the weekend. Mommy was getting ready to go to New York and spend some time with you since you had just had Elijah. It was really like, nope, you ain't going nowhere. Your mom needs to stay here. It was just like, boom. I mean, my labor was 4 hours total. I'm talking about from the moment I got to the hospital. I got to the hospital at 7. I gave birth to Maya 12:19. You know what I'm saying? So, in that little bit of time frame, Maya just wanted to come out. She was just ready for this world.
Mm-hmm. So when was her due date?
Her March 5th.
And you had her?
February 26th.
What did you think you were going to have?
I knew I was going to have a girl. I always knew. Something, I don't know, you know, I remember... I was like 6 weeks pregnant and I had a dream with a little baby it was my baby. It was a girl. She was trigueñita. She was dark skinned like me with really curly hair. So at that moment, I'm like, yeah, I'm having a girl. And then ever since that dream, I had a feeling and that was it.
So, what advice would you give someone trying to get pregnant or who just found out they were pregnant?
Relax. Don't stress. Don't stress whatsoever. No matter what, do not
Tune
stress.
everything the heck out.
Yep, tune everything out. Yo, live in peace as much as possible. Take a if you need a 10-second, woosah moment, woosah it out. Get a stress ball. Get them little pliers that, back in the day they used to use in the hands. That thing, I don't know what they're called. That they look like pliers, but it's for exercise that you squeeze. Get one of those.
I don't think that's called pliers, but
I
okay.
don't know what they're
I
called.
know what you're talking about, though.
That. Then, what else? Just don't stress, honestly. That's it. That's the most I can say.
Think about you and the baby. That's it. Nothing else
Yeah,
matters as much. I
nothing
know
else
it's hard to
matters.
say because sometimes your situation is not the best, but trust me, at the end of the day, the ones that suffer
Are hurt
are
is
you and
you
the
and the
baby.
baby. Yep. And also don't, I was gonna say, focused on getting yourself in a better state of mind, because the your life is not only gonna change because you have a baby. Your life is changing 100% because your life is no longer you. It's about your unborn child. And now you have to, you it's best that you prepare yourself throughout your pregnancy, change that mindset of, oh, it's just me, or I want to do this, I want to do that. You cannot think like that anymore. You need to start thinking, how am I going to be able to go to that once I have my baby? How am I going to make things work? And I feel like that's something I feel like not a lot of girls do. They have their baby and it's like they just rely on their mom or their grandma or whoever is in the house helping them.
Or the
You know,
whole, oh, I can't wait to have a baby, but
the
you're not really
baby.
thinking about once you have the baby.
Once
Like
you
your
have
life
the
is not
baby.
gonna be the same.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be able to just take a nap. Every child's not the same. So, and every pregnancy is not the same.
Nope,
So you don't
exactly.
know, you have to really, my advice would be if you're in a position where you can, where you feel like, I'm ready, I'm in a good place financially, mentally, emotionally, physically, and I want to have my baby, then do it. But if you're not, then you should really think about bringing another being into this world before you do so, because
Yeah.
it's a real
Tough
big
work.
deal.
Yeah.
It's a
And then
big
to
deal.
and in today's society, it's not the same as back in the days. For you to just pop a baby and it'd be like the whole neighborhood is gonna watch your kid. No, it ain't like that
Exactly.
no more.
Nobody wants to watch kids no more.
Nobody wants to watch your kid. Nobody
And
wants
then
to
it's like you can't
babysit.
trust nobody because these freaking babysitters be hitting kids
Exactly.
and then you end up in
Yes.
jail.
Yep, it's
So.
like you need to really, really, really think it through if you're planning to have a baby. And obviously, there's those situations like mine that it just happens. It's by accident. At that point, now is the you need to really make that decision as far as, all right, now it's no longer about me. I need to start focusing on how I'm gonna be a better mother, how I'm gonna be able to provide. I gotta get, it's game on from that moment.
Any final thoughts?
Make sure you sleep as much as you can. Because the next time you're gonna sleep is when your kid is at least 8, 9 years old. Like I sleep more now, and I honestly am very grateful. And not that I sleep on my till freaking 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. No. I get myself a good 6 hours, six and maybe 7 hours of sleep. But I'm between 5 and 7 hours, and I'm grateful for that because I know that's gonna change. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
Oh
take
yeah, baby.
advantage of that.
Take advantage of your be selfish
The
now as much as you
right.
can,
Yeah.
because once you have a child, there's no room for being selfish. There's no it's just everything changes. And as much as you want to be selfish, it's hard because you always put your child first. And it's difficult. It's difficult. So I
It's very
say
hard.
take your time, be ready mentally to actually become a mother and be in a place where you know, like, this is really what I want.
Exactly. Sleep. Make sure you're ready.
Exactly. Don't worry about the kid. My man wants a baby. Hear when people, oh, no, because my man wants a baby. Like, you know damn well you're the one that's going to be watching that child.
Exactly.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So it needs to be you mentally ready, able. And also, just know you're never going to stop worrying. You're not going to sleep like you used to.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be doing recordings and having babies screaming in the background like my children have been throughout this recording. It's just everything is going to change. Everything's going to change.
Sure will.
Mm-hmm. But so thank you for joining me, sister.
Of course.
Hopefully you can join me on another one in the future. But yes. Thanks for joining me. Peace out.
You got it. Peace out. Bye, everyone. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing my story.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was the ending of my pregnancy topic. It was pretty long, but I wanted it to be very, very relaxed and very organic. And I really hope you guys enjoy. And tune in for the next one. And see you on the flip side.